Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
As we embark and launch out on our 40-day campaign, I want to share a sermon with you this morning to challenge us and to prepare us for growth, because I think this is going to be a season of growth. Of growth for each of us individually and growth for us as a church family. And when I think about growth, I think about a story that I have told you before, but it's been years and years ago. I had a professor in college, one of our Bible professors. His name was Charles Seibert, and he was one of those guys who, he was a huge influence on a whole generation of folks who chose to go into ministry. And he had a phrase that he used on a regular basis, and it summed up his desire for us as young men and women and as young ministers. And his phrase was, grow up. And he would look at us, and there'd be some situation that was going on, and there'd be somebody who complained about something, or somebody who said things shouldn't be this way, or just whatever the occasion was, he would find a way to work into that conversation, and he'd look you in the eye and he'd say, grow up. But then he had a thing that he did, and I don't even know if he knew he did it, but after he said grow up, he would kind of hitch his belt and he'd go, huh. So what it came out is, grow up, huh. So what I want you to do to your neighbor this morning is turn and look at them, and I want you to say, grow up, huh. Okay, are you ready on three? One, two, three. See, it kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? It's kind of fun. But that was funny to us. It was not funny to him. It was very serious to him because it really did. He wanted us as Christians, as ministers, as people. He wanted us to grow up. He wanted us to become mature. He wanted us to develop. It's what I always wanted for my kids. I wanted them to grow up. I told them, you have to grow up. You have to leave. And I'm really glad they did. For a lot of reasons. But if Brent hadn't grown up and left and met Abby, he would not have given me Hudson. And that's the best reason for Brent to have grown up, is so I can have a grandson. So God wants us to grow up. It's his desire for us. And he wants us to grow up in Christ Jesus. And so for the next 40 days, I am anticipating a season of growth for each one of you. And today, as we look at our sermon time, we're going to look at how we grow up spiritually. God bless you, and let's continue to worship. I really appreciate what Paul had to say as he prepared our hearts and our minds in just a moment for that time we took the bread and the cup. And it's one of the reasons I'm really, really looking forward to our 40 days of prayer. One of the reasons I really hope and pray that you, whoever you are and wherever you are, will fully participate and embrace this 40-day season. I try to be very spiritually sensitive, try to pay attention to folks. And I noticed that all through this COVID season, all through this election season, it hits people at different times and in different ways, and it seems like this last week it's really hit some folks. And I just want you to know that you're constantly in my prayers. And I want you to know that I think it's really important, because of the season that we are living in, that we intentionally embrace a season where we focus together and in unity on one thing and on one person. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is our reason for living. He is our life. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our Lord. He is our God. And we're going to focus for 40 days on connecting with him and with our Father. We're going to focus on for 40 days on building a deeper and stronger and vital communicative relationship with the God of the universe, who loves to hear us talk to him and who wants to speak back to us. And so let's embrace this season of unity as we all together with one mind and with one heart focus on growing in the Lord and on growing in our prayer life. And so I want to speak this morning on the nature of growth, the nature of spiritual growth, because I think there's some things that we can be reminded of about how things grow, how we grow, and how the Lord has built in growth into our world and into our lives. There's some things that we can focus on over the next 40 days that are built into this campaign that will help us as we grow. And God wants us to grow. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 say, "We are not meant to remain as children. As children, we're at the mercy of every wind of teaching. But we are meant to hold firmly to the truth in love and to grow up." That's in the King James. It's not in this version. "To hold firmly to the truth in love, to grow up in every way into" who? "Christ." See, we're not just growing up, tossed by the wind, the latest teaching, the loudest voice. We're growing up into one person, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he is the head of our family. He is the head of our church. And so I want to talk about the nature of spiritual growth as we enter into this 40-day spiritual growth campaign, specifically and intentionally designed to help us together grow in prayer, in our relationship with the Lord, our relationship with each other. And the campaign is going to encompass several avenues of growth. One of those are practical and biblical messages that will be presented Sunday morning and will be presented Wednesday evening. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. So that's going to be one part of the campaign. Another and equally vitally important part of the campaign is some private devotional time that you will spend in your workbook every day of these 40 days and build some habits and some disciplines, or renew some habits and some disciplines that you can practice every day to keep you in connection with the Lord, to keep you focused on the Lord, to hear His voice louder than all the other voices that are screaming at us all the time. And they're fixing to get louder, aren't they? And the campaign's going to encompass several learning styles, because you and I learn differently. We learn in different ways. Some folks are auditory learners who hear through the ear. And so we will, as we always do, have messages that are proclaimed and announced and that you can hear and learn from God's Word. Some folks are visual learners. Some folks learn by seeing. And so there will be daily things for you to read and to take in through your eyes. Some folks are verbal learners. I was talking to Jonathan about this yesterday. Jonathan and I are verbal learners. We have to talk things out. And so some of us learn through that. And there will be daily prayers. Because, see, we may think usually about talking with someone flesh and blood in front of us. But God wants to hear us. And we can learn by talking out loud to Him. And then some folks are kinetic learners. They learn by doing. And so there will be daily things to do and to write. And so again, the purpose of this campaign is to connect with all of us as best we can to help us to grow. Because that's the point of the campaign, is we want to grow. And when we grow, God has a part and we have a part. When I grow, God has something that He does and I have something that I do. There's a mystical part to growth, and there's a very practical part to growth. There's a spiritual aspect of growth, and there is a physical aspect of growth. There are some things that God does, and there are some things that you and I do. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and act according to His good purpose." There's two kinds of work going on in that verse. We are to continue to work out some things that God is already working in us. And if you're following along in your outline, this is such an important point for you to grasp and dwell on over the next 40 days, is that growing up spiritually is a matter of two things happening. You work out what God is working in. And when we partner with God, fruit will be produced. When we remain in Him, He'll work out of us. So we work out what he is working in. And this is the way growth happens. This is the way it works. When you go to the gym, for those of you who go to the gym, when you go to the gym and you work out, my question to you is this: are you creating muscle or are you strengthening muscle that is already there? See, I don't think we create muscle. God creates. We build up. We strengthen and enhance and grow what he has already put in us. We work out what God is working in. And that same thing is true when we're training for godliness, because that's what Paul calls us to do over in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He says, I want you to train for godliness. We're going to talk about a minute this misconception some of us have that it just happens as we go through life. It doesn't. We have to train in godliness. We have to work out what God is working in. And God has done the saving work in you through the work that Jesus Christ did on the earth and on the cross and in the resurrection. God has done that work in you. He continues to work in you through his Holy Spirit, who he has sent to be a blessing and a gift and a help and a helper to us as we walk through life. But God has done all this work and he's doing it in us. We then have to work out what God is working in. We have to train in godliness. We have to choose to grow spiritually. We have to intentionally decide to participate with God as we go through this life and grow into Christ. So I want to look at four things. Spiritual growth. First of all, spiritual growth is intentional. Spiritual growth is intentional, and that means it's a choice. And really and truly, I think a lot of us just think it happens automatically, that as I go through life and I get older, I will grow spiritually. But it doesn't always work that way. Spirituality doesn't just rub off on us because grandma was spiritual, or because daddy was a good spiritual leader, or because we go to church every Sunday. Spirituality and spiritual growth doesn't just happen. It is an intentional choice that we make to participate with God in working out what he is working in. Because a person can get old and not grow up. Some of us know people like that. Don't look at them. But here's the truth. You can be as mature as you want to be. You can be as mature as you want to be. Because it's a decision. So you really, in the end, can't blame your maturity, your level of growth on anybody else. You can't blame it on your circumstances. Some have had better circumstances than others. But if we try to blame that on other folks, we're going to end up just staying where we are or going backwards. See, you and I really are as close to God as we want to be. He invites us to draw near. He's ready. He's waiting. He's available. He's always there. We're as close to God, honestly, as we want to be. Because it's a choice. And if we want to choose to grow, one of the best ways we can do that is to make commitments. Because, see, we grow when we make a commitment and we keep it. If you made a commitment to get married and you keep that commitment, you grow in that relationship. If you make a commitment to have children and you keep it, you grow in that relationship. It could be any kind of. When you make a commitment to buy a house or to change jobs or to take in your aging parents, or you fill in the blank, when you decide, I'm going to do this, and you follow through with it, every single time you grow from that experience. And not everybody is at the same level as we start this 40 days, but that's okay, because you can grow from exactly where you are today if you decide to. If you decide to make some commitments, to follow through with them. Because God will draw near to you when you draw near to him, no matter where you are at the moment that you draw near. See, Jesus modeled this for us. When he first called disciples to him, in John chapter 1, what he said was basically, come and see. Come and see. Now, that's not a huge commitment, is it? That's not a huge commitment. Come and see. Just come and check this out. And that was the first invitation from Jesus to start growing with him as a disciple. But then as they followed him and as they spent time with him and as they drew nearer to him and as they made choices and as they participated and as they made commitment, as they stayed with him, even though some other folks left, he began to take that deeper. He began to help them grow and he began to call them higher to some greater commitments. And he said, if you want to be my disciple, it's not just come and see, but also come and learn how to love. Learn how to love other people. Learn how to love like I love. If you want to be my disciple, continue in my word. If you want to be my disciple, he fills in the blank. But then you know what he does later in this journey? He's moved from come and see to come and die. Because he says, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross and die to yourself. But see, Jesus didn't start with come and die. Aren't you glad? He started with come and see. And it's not a bait and switch. It's a walk with. And it's a learn from. And it's a grow so that we can be ready for those deeper commitments. So that we can be ready to grow up. And not everybody was willing to make that commitment. Lots of folks left. But the folks who stayed experienced incredible blessing and adventure and life from Jesus. So I want to ask you this morning to decide to make a commitment over the next 40 days, starting next Sunday. Make a commitment. Make a commitment to fully participate in every way in this spiritual growth campaign. Come and see would be the first invitation. Come and see. So spiritual growth is intentional. Another thing about spiritual growth is it's incremental. Spiritual growth is incremental. See, Scripture uses constantly this metaphor of walking to talk about spiritual growth. It's a journey that we're on. It's a walk we're taking. It's a step-by-step process. And you cannot snap your fingers and grow. You can't snap your fingers and be where you want to be with Jesus. It is a process. It's an incremental process. There's not a pill that you can take that makes it happen. There's no event, not even your baptism, that just all of a sudden dramatically and instantaneously changes you. There's not a book, not even the Bible, that just magically transforms you, because that's not the way that God has designed growth. Even when Jesus was here on earth, we see this. He very often would cast out a demon from someone, or he would cure a sickness. But I can't find a place that Jesus ever just changed someone's personalities or habits or character. I wish that he would do that. I desperately have cried out to him to do that in my life in some areas. But that's not the way growth happens. God works over time, and he works incrementally, and he works step by step. And we see that physically. But sometimes we labor under the illusion that it should be different spiritually. But babies grow incrementally. Boy, we watch it happen, and we look, and it looks like it's happening right before our very eyes, and it goes much faster for some of us when we're looking at our children or our grandchildren grow. But for the person who's in the middle of the growth, it's a slow process, isn't it? And it's hard to see. I can look and see Hudson and see how much he's changed. But Hudson can't see that about himself at this point. But my goodness, how much he's changed. And that's the way it is for you spiritually. It's a process. It happens over time. You go through stages of life and you go through stages of growth. So spiritual growth is incremental. Third thing is spiritual growth is individual. And I'm going to begin by clarifying what I mean by individual. Because what I don't mean is that it's done in isolation. There's no indication to me from anywhere in Scripture that spiritual growth happens in isolation. It's one of the things I hate about the season that we're in, that it is isolated, folks. And that's hard emotionally and physically and spiritually. Because spiritual growth happens not in isolation. But what I mean by spiritual growth is individual, I mean that it's personal to you. Your spiritual growth looks different than the person sitting beside you. Even if they're your mama or your daddy and you're that close genetically. Even if they're your husband or wife and you're that close relationally. Your spiritual growth is going to look different than their spiritual growth. And so the worst thing that we can do is to compare our spiritual growth with someone else's. Larry's the one who said years and years ago, and I've never forgotten it, that we will never get anywhere by comparing, because I always, and it is so true, I always compare my very worst, because I know my worst. But I always compare it with what I perceive to be your best, and it never is it? And so I build into that comparison a sure process of being disappointed, which makes me want to give up. And so spiritual growth is individual. Your growth is going to look different than the person next to you. And it's because God loves diversity. God has created you completely different than He's created the person next to you. There's no one else that's like you in all of the world. That amazes me about God as creator, that He has that much creativity and ability to create this much diversity, even in just this room. And He needs every one of us to fully grow into who He has created us to be. Because as the church, we all bring the different facets of our life and our personality and our strengths and our weaknesses and our experiences. And we bless each other and we help each other and we build each other up because of how He's created us. So as you go through this journey, you go through it with God. You go through it with other people. You go through it not comparing yourself. Go through it with confidence as you work out what God is working in. And the last thing, spiritual growth is seasonal. Spiritual growth is seasonal. And I think it's really important that we understand this as well. Because seasons are a part of God's creation. Aren't you glad? Now, I know there are some folks who want to live in Hawaii and have one season the whole year round. But God created seasons. And everything that He created that grows, and by the way, if you go back and look, I've been doing a Bible study with someone. We've been working through some of the earlier chapters of Genesis. And it's amazing to me how often God's desire and command for us is to be fruitful and multiply. God wants us to grow. Everything that He put on the earth, He built into it that it grows. It's full of life. It produces fruit, but it always happens in season. Nothing grows year round. Everything has a season. In fact, I want you to do something with me. I want you to read with me Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I'm going to read the words in green. I want you to read the words in black. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. A time to be born. A time to plant. A time to kill, a time to tear down, a time to weep, a time to mourn. There's a time to scatter. There's a time to embrace. There's a time to keep. There's a time to tear. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to love. There's a time for war. In everything, turn. God created the world with times and seasons. And that's how things grow. And we can learn from watching that, that it's how we grow spiritually. See, we put a lot of guilt on ourselves, I think, more often than we should, because of the different seasons that we are going through in life. Again, no plant and no person grows continuously, but a seed is planted, and then that plant sprouts, and then that plant puts on leaves, and then that plant puts on flowers, and then that plant puts on fruit, and then that fruit is harvested, and then that plant dies, and the very death of that plant is part of what happens for it to grow again the next year. So even death is a part of that growth and that life. And it happens in season, and it's true for your spiritual life. There are times and seasons in your spiritual life, and some folks go through a time of spring or are going through a time of spring, and spring is full of growth, and you're beautiful, and you're fragrant, and there's all kinds of fruit in your life. Then the summer season comes. Around here, that means it's hot, and it's dry, and you're thirsty, and you're longing for God. Some folks are going through that season. Then fall comes, a time of change, a time where you lose some things. Some of you are going through that season. Then winter comes, a time to rest, a time to renew, a time for some underground and unseen work to be done to prepare for the next spring. So don't beat yourself up if you don't live in an eternal spring spiritually. Because God uses every season in your life to help you grow, to help you become like Jesus. And while Jesus was on this earth, he went through every season as well. And some of you are going through summer and you're feeling dry and you're feeling parched. You're in the desert. You're going through a time of wilderness or trial. And I know you want to move out of that, and I don't blame you. But just know that God's going to use this season to shape you and form you into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ, who also went through that dry and thirsty and parched wilderness season. Some of you are going through fall. And really, too many things are changing in your life. Too many things are being torn away. It's painful. And we acknowledge that it is painful. But know that God is going through that season with you. And He's going to use that change and that pain to help you grow, to become like Jesus. Some of you are going through winter. And you may think nothing is happening. It's too quiet. Don't feel anything. I don't feel close to God. I don't feel. But God's there with you then too. And He's doing work deep inside of you that He can't do when you're so busy and it's so loud. And He's going to use that season. So whatever season you are in, I invite you to come grow with God in prayer. Work out what He is working in you. So this 40-day campaign is going to be a growth spurt. If we were able to mark our growth on a closet wall like so many of you have done with your kids at home, if we were able to do that here, I'm praying that this will be a growth spurt. And when we mark you today and we mark you 40 days from now, you will have grown in stature and in wisdom and in knowledge and in love and in prayer. So many other ways. But whatever season you are coming into this period from, know that God is with you. Know that you're not the only one in the room who's in that season. I guarantee you that's true. And know that God will use it. Right where you are, as you draw near to Him, He's never going to stop working in you, calling you to work it out. It's going to be an intentional time. We're going to make some commitments. We're going to build some habits. I'm genuinely excited and expectant to see what God is going to do as we look more and more like Jesus. And our focus is going to be on prayer. It's one of my ambitions for our church family that we more and more and more become a house of prayer. That we develop a powerful prayer life as a church. That when people speak about us, one of the things they would say is, I don't know everything that's going on there and I don't know everything they believe, but I tell you what, that church is a praying church. that we'll have confidence in our prayers, that we will see transformation happen in our lives through prayer. That we'll be like that first church in that upper room who joined together constantly in prayer. So we're going to spend these next 40 days focused on prayer. And I want you to be really specific this morning. I want to ask you, if you get our text, you got a text yesterday giving you a little bit of warning that I was going to ask you this. But I want you to give thought to and put in words this morning one specific way that over this 40-day period, you want God to grow you in your prayers, in your prayer life. How do you want God to do that? I want you to be specific. And I'm going to ask you in just a minute, I'm going to give you a way that you're going to be able to communicate that with me. But I want you to be as specific as you can, because when you make a goal, you got to make it measurable. You got to know what it is. You got to be able to say it out loud, and you got to be able to later decide, did it happen? So I want you to be specific. Do you want to grow? In what way do you want to grow in your prayer life over these 40 days? You might say, well, I want to pray more often. Get more specific than that. How often do you want to pray? Well, I want to pray longer. Well, be more specific than that. How long do you want to pray? If right now you pray 15 minutes every other day, your goal may be, well, I want to pray 15 minutes every day. Or your goal may be, well, I want to pray for an hour every day. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you're at and where you want to grow to, but I want you to be specific. Your goal, your desire, your request to God may be that I want to be more thankful in my prayers. I spend too much time asking, and I want to thank God more. Or your goal may be, I want to be more conversational in my prayer. I want to pray all throughout the day. I want to find out how to make that happen. Your desire may be, I want to be more bold. I want to be bolder in my prayers. Or I want to pray out loud more. I know a brother who's practicing and learning. He's made it his desire that when somebody says, would you pray with me? Instead of saying, yeah, I'll pray with you, and then walking away, he says, can we do it right now? That may be one of your goals. I want to be more like that. I don't know. Don't compare it with any of those. But I share those with you to encourage you to be specific. In what specific way do you want to grow in your prayer life? And I want you to share that with me, because I and some other folks want to pray about that for you. And so on the screen is a QR code. In your outline is a QR code. If you've been going to a restaurant, you've probably had more practice with QR codes, because sometimes you have to get your camera out and focus in on that image. So I want you to get your camera out right now. We're going to do this right here this morning. Get your camera out. You can focus in on the screen. If you're at home, you can also focus in on your screen, or you can focus in on your outline. Open up your camera. That's all you have to do. You don't have to have an app. Open up your camera. As it focuses in on that, it should give you a little prompt. If you click that prompt, it will take you to our website. And there's just a very short form to fill out there. Ask your name and ask you to write that specific desire that you have this morning, the specific way that you want to pray. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you do that. Da, 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 da. Okay, you keep going. And if you can't do that right now, do it later today. You can just go to our website later today too, if that's easier. But here's what we're going to do with that. Wednesday night, we have a group who meets for the last few months who just spend time praying. And we're going to pray over all of your names and over all your requests, to ask God to bless that desire in your heart, that way that you want to grow in your prayer life over these 40 days. Next week, on October 1st when we have a group of folks who have committed throughout this year to fast and pray on the first day of the month. That's going to be our focus. As we fast and seek the Lord that day, we're going to do it for you. And we're going to take your name to the throne. We're going to lift up your heart to the throne and ask God to give you that kind of growth that you've asked for. And here's what I know about my God. He'll do more than you've asked or imagined. So some practical things. Make sure if you ordered one of the workbooks to pick that up as you leave this morning. You will start with that book next Sunday morning. That's the first time you'll have anything to do in that book. If you need to come up throughout the week and get the book, please do that. If you can't come up here, you call us and we will bring you a workbook. If you didn't order a workbook, we ordered about 2 dozen extra. And so give it a little bit and make sure that everybody who ordered one gets it picked up. But then you can grab a book, put $5 in our collection boxes, and you can grab one of those workbooks. You'll need that book throughout the campaign. You'll use it to take some notes on Sunday morning. There is a specific lesson in the book that we're going to do on Wednesday nights. So I'm going to invite you to be here on Wednesday nights, or we're going to live stream that and you can watch it on Wednesday nights. And you'll use your workbook for those lessons. And then throughout the week, there will be specific daily devotionals, prayers, scriptures that will be prompts for you that will help you practice and grow in prayer. And so those are the kind of commitments I want you to decide this morning that you're going to make and you're going to keep. And you're going to work out what God is working in. And I pray God's richest blessing on you. And Marty, one of our shepherds, is going to come and offer a prayer for you and for growth during this spiritual campaign. So would you stand as we pray together?